702. Weekend Breakfast with Refilwe Mpakanyane. Let's walk the talk.
It's 7:36 on the Sunday edition of Weekend Breakfast. The 11th of April is the date. I'm Refilwe Mpakanyane with you until 10 o'clock this morning. Time now to talk sustainability. And we're taking a look today at Tonn Up, spelled T-O-N-N Up. It's a South African agri-tech startup that's launched an online trading platform. And their aim is to, as they say, shake up the local commodities market. And they want to help farmers market as well as sell their agricultural products in a way that puts more control into their hands, helping us better understand, you know, what this market looks like and how it all works is the director at Tonn Up, Stephen Kruger. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast, Stephen.
Good morning, Refilwe, and good morning to your listeners.
Stephen, thanks for your time today. Tonn Up is on a mission. You guys want to make sure that you help farmers extract a fair price for their inputs, as you say, as well as their risks. And could you explain to us how this digital platform is putting more control in the hands of farmers?
Thank you for the opportunity, Refilwe. Yes, this morning it's quite an honor and a privilege to declare to the business world of South Africa, and for that matter to the agri community, how we went about putting Tonn Up together. And Tonn Up is there. It's the first digital platform being available to farmers to sell and market their product and their produce.
Yeah.
And it also happens at a fraction of the current and existing cost structure of marketing agri commodities, Refilwe.
Stephen, explain to us, you know, I'm in broadcasting. Lots of us, you know, are working in very, very different sectors. What does it look like? You know, how do things currently work in the agricultural, in the space of selling and marketing agricultural products, or indeed connecting with retailers? How does this all work? And what was the sort of shortcomings that you were looking to address as Tonn Up?
I feel yes. Currently, it's a very old and cumbersome system that exists, and farmers has got a few avenues to go about. For that matter, they only have specific marketing hours, which is from 9 to 12, mm-hmm. in which they can approach a broker or then a co-op or a agri commodity in order to sell their product. Mm-hmm. That comes with human capital. That comes with time, and that comes with constraints. And Tonn Up went about it, and we said the approach would be to 24/7 being able to put an instrument in a farmer's hand for him to be able to market whenever it suits him, whenever it's timely, to make it efficient, to make it fast, to make it high-tech. For that matter, it's a highly developed tech approach we went about with, and put a tool in hand so that a farmer feel at ease to take control of his own product and better market and distribute it. And then I cannot overemphasize the fact that it's cost efficient. It's much more cheaper and easier to market this way than the current and existing avenues of marketing.
Mm. Why do you imagine that this cumbersome system that you've described for us has been in place for so long? Because, you know, reading about your innovation with Tonn Up, you are basically allowing farmers to consult with their brokers or silo owners, and they offer commodities on this platform at a price that's been set by them. And then thereafter, buyers, millers or processors are able to bid on these consignments, right? Why do you think that an innovation like this hasn't come about sooner? What's been the friction or the rub?
I feel it's certainly not been an easy journey. Mm. And I, for that matter, with other role players, started engaging in conversation some 6 years ago. And these platforms doesn't get established and built easily and without a lot of cost incurred.
Okay.
So it's been a long journey with a lot of conversation, and we saw the the drawbacks of the current system, that being the only one available to farmers existing, and for that matter, it came from the JSE and it was a SAFEX system, and it's been 20 years coming down the line and it hasn't changed much. So that's why we went about it and we said, how can we better that? How can we make it a more user-friendly experience for all of the value chain going about agri-commodities? Thereby we say it's not just for the sake of farmers, it's there for the millers, the buyers, the oil presses, and eventually the end user is very important in that whole value chain. So we really do invite silo owners, mills, and oil presses of soya and sunflowers, and then brokers. They're all welcome to register on TANAP and come and do their business there. So we went about it, and we saw where the drawbacks were, and we approached it in an orderly fashion, and we broke it down.
Yeah. How open have farmers and other stakeholders, how open have they been to utilizing your platform? What's the uptake been?
It's actually not just saying it, but actually it surprised all the shareholders and all the staff and everyone involved with the rollout of TANAP. There was a lot of interest going the last, I would say, 7 or 8 months, and it was actually very much anticipated from not just the producer side, meaning the farmers, which is the start of this value chain, but also from the millers and the end buyers. For that matter, I feel where they've been knocking on the door, actually pestering us of exactly when the rollout and implementation dates would be.
Yeah.
So that's been quite surprising, and we welcome that.
Mm-hmm. And give us a sense of, you know, the market share that that you guys currently represent. You know, what are you sitting with right now? What are you aiming for?
The national corn crop, or maize crop for that matter, is between 14 and 16 million tons, just the maize.
Mm-hmm.
Then you must take into consideration there's wheat, there's barley, there's soya beans, that's a quarter of more or less of the total national crop to be traded. And only 25% of that national crop is currently traded in a formal system or on a formal market, which leaves you more or less 75% of the grain crop available out there to be traded on a formal platform. And that's where our aim and our vision has been to go about that and see where we can try and get the maximum percentage of that's being left on the table to be traded on TANAP.
Really interesting. So what I'm curious about, you know, obviously the challenges that we've been talking about quite a lot over this period of lockdown and COVID-19, and I imagine that agritech isn't immune to this, right? Connectivity challenges, for instance, and, you know, the user experience of online platforms. How easy is it to use your platform? And in terms of connectivity, Are those farmers mostly living in remote areas having problems with this at all?
If you were currently in the remote areas, there's quite enough accessibility towards the platform. Meaning, you can do it from a PC, you can do it from a tablet, you can do it from your phone, for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
And the infrastructure, road-wise, in the outlying areas and countryside, isn't that good either. So one would rather go and sit down and take control of the marketing in an electronic fashion than go about on the roads and having problems of road infrastructure in the grain producing areas of South Africa that's currently being very dilapidated and in a bad state.
Mm.
So it's easy, it's electronic, it's in hand, and it's very accessible. It's an easy and a very efficient way to go about trading commodities, much more so than what was existing in the current scheme of things.
Fascinating stuff. Stephen, I look forward to having a chat with you in 6 months' time and just give, you know, having you give us an appraisal of how the company or how TANUP is doing so far. What are the sort of, what are the medium-term goals that you're chasing? What are the goals that you're chasing for 2021? Obviously, we know that you're looking at that 75% market share of grain crop that's available, that's not traded formally. But what else are you chasing as TANUP?
And I feel that we are currently looking at establishing well with trust and transparency and clarity. We do not aim for tons so much so that that has happened already and it's actually beyond our expectations for the first few trading sessions or days. At this point in time, we're going about that and we have an alternative approach to it. Since we went with products that's not normally traded, like oil cake and soya cake,
sure.
We went with the hominy chop that hasn't been formally traded with a code on any market. And in future, we would like to expand to other commodities like agri-commodities mostly. But even fertilizer, we've been setting our goals from an early stage on that. And we will certainly be expanding to other commodities in the commodity trading arena.
Fantastic stuff. Really looking forward to our next conversation and finding out how far along that road or how close you are to reaching those goals. Stephen Kruger, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you very much, Rafiwa. It's been an honor and a privilege, and have a wonderful day.
That's Stephen Kruger, the director at TANUP, a local agri-tech startup that has launched an online trading platform. And what they say is they want to shake up the local commodities market.